Anthropic shipped a new model that scores within a whisker of its flagship, at a fraction of the price. And then on the exact same day, a developer caught its coding tool quietly tattooing invisible marks onto customers' machines. Same company, same 24 hours. Welcome to AI in 15 for Wednesday, July 1st, 2026. I'm Kate, your host.
And I'm Marcus, your co-host.
It's a wildly Anthropic-heavy day, Marcus. A new model, a trust flap, and the end of that export standoff we've tracked all week, all landing at once. We'll take them one at a time. Lead first, Claude Sonnet 5. Then, the invisible ink that Claude code was leaving on developers' requests. The 18-day model freeze is over. Washington backed all the way off. Meta reads sentences off a human brain, no implant, and South Korea bets $880 billion on chips and robots. Lead story, Marcus. Claude Sonnet 5 dropped yesterday. Give me the pitch.
The pitch is agents you can actually afford, Kate. Anthropic calls this its most agentic Sonnet ever. A model built to plan, drive a browser, run a terminal, work autonomously for stretches that a few months ago needed the big expensive models. It became the default for free and pro users the same day. And the benchmarks back the story. 92.4% on SWE Bench Verified, 63.2% on the harder agentic version. That's up from Sonnet 4.6's 58, and 84.7% on Arc AGI 2, which is 7 points clear of Gemini 3.1 Pro.
So it's nearly as good as their top model, Opus. What's the catch on price?
$2 per million tokens in, 10 out. Through August 31st, then it rises to 3 and 15. Cheaper than Opus, cheaper than GPT 5.5, cheaper than Gemini 3.1 Pro. Anthropic is careful, though. They say Opus stays the model of choice for higher accuracy. Sonnet 5 isn't a new ceiling. It's much better quality at a lower price point.
Here's what I want you to unpack, because Hacker News lit up over it. 1,000+ points. There's a weird twist where the cheap model can cost more?
It's the sharpest detail in the whole launch, Kate. On cost per task charts, if you run Sonnet 5 above medium effort, it can actually cost more than just running Opus at a lower effort setting. That inverts the entire logic of a mid-tier model. The reason you reach for the cheaper model is to save money, but push it hard on a difficult task, and it burns so many reasoning tokens that the premium model, run lightly, comes out cheaper. So the real question isn't which model is cheapest, it's at what effort level, and that's a much subtler call than the price sticker suggests.
And I should keep you honest, it's not a clean win everywhere, right?
No. And credit to the commenters who found this, Kate. Anthropic's own system card admits Sonnet 5 is actually less capable than the previous Sonnet on one vulnerability discovery benchmark. And independent testers pegged its general trivia and world knowledge as weak. So it's a targeted upgrade, agentic coding and tool use, not a universal step up, which notably, they're honest about. That candor matters, given where the next story goes.
Because story 2 is the opposite of candor, Marcus. This is the one that actually topped Hacker News, 1,600 points. A developer says Claude Code was secretly marking their requests. Steganography. Explain that word first.
Steganography. It's hiding a message inside something that looks ordinary, Kate. Invisible ink, essentially. And the claim, from a developer who pulled the tool apart, is that Claude Code was silently rewriting its own system prompt using near-invisible Unicode characters, marks you can't see, to encode a classification of your setup into what reads as plain English. According to the analysis, the hidden logic checks signals like your time zone, your network gateway configuration, and whether your connection looks tied to certain Chinese AI labs. The target lists were stored scrambled, base 64, XORed with a fixed key.
And why would they do that? What's the goal?
The widely shared read is anti-distillation, Kate. Catching API resellers, unauthorized gateways, and pipelines that siphon a model's outputs to train a cheaper copycat. Which honestly is a defensible business concern. Even commenters who found the purpose obvious weren't really arguing about the intent.
So, if the goal is reasonable, where's the outrage?
The method, Kate. This is a developer tool. It runs on your machine, and it asks for your trust to do so. Embedding covert, invisible markers on customers' own computers without telling them, that's the part that stung, even for people sympathetic to the anti-distillation aim. One security-minded commenter noted, half admiringly, that the implementation was sloppy enough to reverse engineer in an afternoon. And the line that went around the thread, that AI companies are speedrunning Google's decade-long Don't Be Evil arc in a year or two, that captured the mood exactly.
Is there a redeeming detail here?
There is, and I'd flag it, Kate. An Anthropic engineer reportedly showed up in the thread and said the code would be pulled in the next day's release. So the fix shipped fast. But I'd keep two honesty caveats on the record. The technical specifics, the XOR key, the exact target list, are as reported by the blog author and echoed on the thread, not independently confirmed by us. And Anthropic hasn't published a formal statement beyond that reply. The undisclosed fingerprinting is the story. The quick reversal is the mitigation.
Third Anthropic story, Marcus, and this one closes a loop we've been pulling all week. The export freeze on Fable 5 and Mythos 5, it's over.
Fully over, Kate. The Commerce Department's Bureau of Industry and Security withdrew the controls it slapped on Anthropic's two most powerful models. Remember the shape of it. This started June 12th. When Commerce ordered Anthropic to cut off foreign nationals over fears the safety guardrails could be jailbroken for cyber attacks. And Anthropic responded by pulling both models worldwide. Yesterday, Commerce Secretary Lutnick announced that, quote, a license is no longer required for the export, re-export, or in-country transfer of the models. Co-founder Tom Brown met officials directly during the roughly two-week review. Anthropic's now restoring access on AWS, Google Cloud, and Microsoft Foundry.
So, the flagship's coming back, but it comes back with strings, doesn't it?
It does, Kate. Anthropic redeployed Fable 5 with a new set of classifiers designed to block more cybersecurity tasks. And there's a side effect worth flagging. While those classifiers get tuned, some routine coding and debugging temporarily falls back to Opus 4.8. Because the filters are catching legitimate work as false positives. They're also building shared jailbreak risk frameworks with Amazon, Microsoft, and Google.
Here's my honest question. After 18 days of this, did anyone actually win?
That's the right question. And the thread nailed the deeper problem, Kate. Unpredictability. There were no published criteria, no clock, no appeals process, just an ad hoc intervention that started and stopped by letter. And as one top comment put it, you cannot build a business-critical function on top of an American frontier model under those conditions. That uncertainty is the damage, and it outlasts the reprieve. Meanwhile, the competitive irony we keep hitting, China's GLM 5.2 is out there, marketed as Mythos-like, already on 100,000 hard drives. 18 days of locking down the U.S. models mostly handed that window to models nobody can recall.
So, the freeze thawed, but the precedent's still frozen in place.
Exactly, Kate. The model's back. The question of who can flip the switch next time, that got no clearer at all.
Okay, palate cleanser, Marcus, and this is the most science fiction headline of the week. Meta read typed sentences straight off someone's brain. No surgery. Wait, really?
Really, Kate. With one enormous caveat I'll get to. It's called Brain to QWERTY, version 2. A person types, and the system decodes the sentence by reading their brain with an MEG scanner. That's a machine that senses the tiny magnetic fields your neurons give off. No implant, nothing surgical. A neural network reads the raw signal, and a language model uses context to fill in what the noisy signal misses. It hits 61% average word accuracy. The best participant reached 78, where prior non-invasive methods were stuck around 8%. And Meta open-sourced the code and the data.
61 from 8 is a massive jump. So what's the catch?
The catch is physical, Kate. An MEG scanner is a room-sized, magnetically shielded machine. It is not a wearable, it's not a headband. You sit inside a shielded room. So this is a lab result, not a product you'll buy. But here's the part that makes it more than a curiosity. Meta reports accuracy climbs log linearly with data, meaning more recordings alone keep pushing the numbers up. No new breakthrough required. That hints the gap to surgical implants like Neuralink could narrow without anyone ever cutting into a skull.
Which is genuinely good news for the people this is actually for.
That's the framing that matters, Kate. Meta pitches it as a path to communication for people with paralysis or brain lesions. Non-invasive has always trailed implants badly. Closing that gap without surgery would make the whole thing dramatically safer to scale. Though yes, if it ever miniaturizes, the privacy questions write themselves. Reading intent off a brain is a different category of data, but we're a long way from a shielded room fitting on your head.
Quick hits, Marcus. First, South Korea just made a state-level bet the size of a hyperscaler, $880 billion.
Over roughly a decade, Kate, President Lee unveiled it in Seoul, flanked by the heads of Samsung and SK Hynix, calling the build-out a matter of national survival. He's branding it the three mega projects: semiconductors, AI data centers, and physical AI, meaning robots. Samsung and SK Hynix put up around $500 billion for memory chips. A separate 550 trillion won push builds data centers targeting 8.4 gigawatts by 2029. And there's a plan to grow South Korea's share of the humanoid robot market from 1% to 20%, with the government itself buying humanoids for education, defense, and disaster response.
What's the contrast with how the U.S. does this?
In the U.S., this spend comes from private hyperscalers: Google, Meta, Microsoft, Amazon, Kate. Here it's the state treating chips and data centers as industrial policy, the way you'd fund highways. It's the whole AI is moving off the screen into buildings and factory floor story in one announcement. I just read the headline number with the usual skepticism. It's spread over a decade with corporate spending folded in. Big round numbers stretched across 10 years always deserve a second look.
Next, Cursor put coding agents on your phone.
Public beta iOS app, Kate. You can start, steer, and review coding agents from your phone. Kick off cloud agents or remote control the ones on your computer. Direct them by voice or slash command. Review the diffs and merge the pull request from the train. Free on paid plans, pitched squarely at on-call incidents at 2 a.m. The signal here is small, but real. Agentic coding is going asynchronous and mobile. The work is drifting away from you sitting at a keyboard toward you supervising something that runs while you're somewhere else.
And one more, Marcus. Europe finally has a humanoid robotics contender with real money behind it.
Germany's Neura Robotics, Kate, raising up to $1.4 billion at around a $7 billion valuation, backed by NVIDIA, Amazon, Qualcomm, Bosch, and Tether as lead. It's being called Europe's biggest full-stack robotics round. Two honest caveats, though. That $1.4 billion is a milestone-tied ceiling, not cash in the bank, and its billion-plus order book is mostly promises, not deliveries. But it means Europe finally has a humanoid player that can spend a U.S. and China scale, which, tying back to Seoul, is exactly the race everyone's now entering at once.
One to watch tomorrow, Marcus.
The export control aftermath, Kate. Whether Fable 5's coding functions fully come back once those new cyber classifiers are tuned. And the bigger one, whether Commerce ever publishes actual criteria for pausing a model. That's the story that decides whether this whole episode was a one-off or a template.
Agree or counter?
Slight counter, Kate. The more telling signal may be how fast those Chinese mythos-like models capitalize on the 18 days the U.S. spent locked down. The letter governs one company. It doesn't govern the hard drives.
That's your AI in 15 for today.